Oh, hello. I'm Sketch.
And I'm Shades. This is Geeking Out with Shades and Sketch.
Coming to you from the emergency mobile Geeking Out newsroom.
Yes.
Because this is an emergency geek out.
It is.
And I'm freaking geeking out. Like nobody's business.
Sketch texted me a couple days ago and was like, we need to do an emergency geek out. And so here we are. Sketch, what is this emergency geek out about?
This is big news released at Dragon Con this past weekend, September 3rd.
Not in the know, that is basically Atlanta's Comic-Con, Dragon Con.
Yeah, huge sci-fi, fantasy, it's everything.
It's very big. I've been to the hotel and convention center where they host it. It's right behind New York Comic-Con on the east, you know, for this side of the nation. It's a pretty big deal.
That's very cool. Should go someday. All right, but that'd the news. Cool. Let's not tease the longtime listeners any longer.
Longtime listeners.
The big news is that Alton Brown is bringing Good Eats back to television. There will be new Good Eats episodes in 2018.
That's amazing.
And I'm geeking out. I am absolutely geek. I mean, when I saw it, I lost it.
Was there like a big announcement trailer? Or did you watch a panel? Or
there was probably about a month ago.
The teaser trailer. I have to say it was very well done. I geeked out over that.
It was incredibly well done. And then Alton Brown is pretty savvy with social media, and so I follow him on Facebook, and he had a little announcement like, hey, I have a panel at Dragon Con this upcoming weekend, and there will be a big announcement. And there's been rumors for years that Good Eats was going to come back one way or another, whether it was a web show or if it was going to be back on Food Network. And now it sounds official. It's going to be on Food Network. And it's also going to have an online component. It sounds like you can also watch it online, and there'll be extra goodies for streamers to enjoy.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing. I mean, do you think? I went full tilt geek out here. Should we explain what Good Eats is to long-time listeners?
I was going to ask
listeners?
You. Should we explain what Good Eats is?
Because this might, it sounds off right off the cuff. It sounds like it doesn't fit into our realm of the geek world.
It really does, longtime listeners. I mean, if you enjoy to cook, if you enjoy geek culture, this is a show for you. And
100%.
Yeah, you should go and devour like what I did there.
Nice.
Whenever you can.
Nice verb.
In this series. Alton Brown is he's one of us.
He is. Oh, absolutely. He's one of us. I put Alton Brown in my trinity. Yeah, and by trinity I mean for like geek celebrities whom I would absolutely love to meet someday. And it's Alton Brown, it's Mark Hamill, and it's David Tennant.
Wow.
I mean, that's high praise.
That's very high praise.
That I mean, I couldn't even imagine how geeking out I would be.
Sketch, tell them about the show. You're geeking out. You're full-time geeking out. Tell them about the show.
Good Eats was a cooking show that came out on Food Network in 1999, and it had 14 seasons.
Wow.
14 seasons. Over 250 episodes. And
I did not realize it ran that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I feel even more like, how did I miss Good Eats? I know how I missed it.
But
I'm shocked I missed it.
If the geek universe were the Star Wars universe, Good Eats would definitely be on the outer rim. Okay. Yes. Because you don't think of a cooking show as fitting into our world. But what makes Good Eats different from other cooking shows is mainly Alton Brown, the host. Because Alton was, before he was a cook, he was in the realm of media. He was studying to be a cinematographer and a television producer. And so now you get a cooking show that is made from that point of view. It's not made like, oh, let's just share recipes. You know, let's share three recipes every half hour and tune in every week. It is a show that Alton himself has described as a combination of Julia Child, Mr. Wizard, and Monty Python.
Yeah, I would agree with all of those things.
Yeah, and it sums it up perfectly.
It really does. But I was going to say, mm-hmm. I think there's a component missing.
Okay.
There was also the, and maybe for other reasons, missing from there, but I always thought of Good Eats as like if Pee-wee's Playhouse, Pee-wee Herman's Playhouse were a cooking show.
Yes.
Because yeah. like all of the kitchen accoutrements were characters in the show.
There are characters.
Yes. It very much like Pee-wee would go over to, he had Jombie and Cherry. Mm-hmm. Good Eats had characters similar to like, you know, Pee-wee or Mr. Rogers.
And another cool thing about Good Eats is the camera work. I mean, this is someone obviously who knows television.
Yeah. The cabinet cams.
And it makes it very interesting.
Bowl cams.
It makes it, you're engrossed in the show because it's not just you're watching one person behind a counter the entire right. time.
I mean, I'm really excited for that because camera technology has come a long way since Good Eats has gone off the air, just with like mini cameras and resolution and GoPros. I mean,
yeah. So imagine what he's going to do now.
I mean, it's the possibilities are endless for what Alton's cooking up.
Yeah. Cooking out. Look at you. Yeah. Look at you. Hey. I'm geeking out too hard. I can't make a single pun, and you're just taking that baton and sprinting.
Yeah. Thank you.
So for those of you who are out there going, why are Shades of Sketch geeking out over a cooking show? You just have to remember it's not just a cooking show. It's a science show. And it's a comedy. I mean, I laugh when I watch Good Eats.
Science. If you like Big Bang Theory, you will love Good Eats.
Sure. And it has history lessons. He talks about how, the culture of food has evolved over time, where we get what we do. He goes into kind of myths about food and dishes and, you know, he debunks some things and he says, no, this is absolutely true where this stuff comes from. He is a smart cookie but he's not so far above you that he feels distant. And I guess that's the Mr. Wizard part of this. Mr. Wizard being a television show for children when we were growing up.
Right, right.
Kind of bringing science down to our level.
Yeah, I guess I just wonder how the Good Eats format is going to jive with the persona he's kind of developed into since taking over Iron Chef and now Cutthroat Kitchen.
Do you know, that like chart that you see online sometimes and it's like,
what mood am I in?
Not even what mood am I in, but it's like lawful evil and chaotic good stuff.
Yeah.
There's a great one I've seen of Alton Brown, and it's all three of them are Alton Brown, and it's like I forget what
Good Eats is
just like the good one, like natural good, and right. Iron Chef is lawful neutral, and Cutthroat Kitchen is chaotic evil.
Yeah,
because it really is. But I think when all is said and done, Alton Brown is two things. He is an entertainer and he is an educator. And I think no matter what project he's working on, he's always those two things.
Okay.
And so I think Good Eats is going to be amazing. And not called Good Eats, called Return of the Eats.
Return of the Eats.
Return of the Eats.
Interesting.
Slated for 2018. Don't know exactly when it'll be coming out. In his announcement at DragonCon, it was funny because he said, this is going to be difficult because they are going to have to kind of rearrange Food Network's schedule a little bit. So instead of 8 solid hours of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, it might only be 7.5.
Oh, man. There is some serious Guy Fieri hate being thrown down on Food Network lately, and I love it. I can't stand Guy Fieri.
Oh, really? I mean, I don't mind him. He's an
I love his car. I love his car, but like it, as someone who worked as a chef for a number of years, every time he walks into somebody's kitchen and thrusts his bare hands into something, I just want to slap him silly.
Okay, see, I never worked in the food realm. I didn't start liking food and cooking and stuff like that till well after college, which really bums me out because
I remember making your can't think of the name. What was that cake that you used to make?
Oh, my icebox cake?
Icebox cake, yeah.
Yeah, that was just a failure recipe.
That was your dabbling years. I get to cooking origin.
Sure. I mean, cooking's never been really big in my family, especially my like immediate family.
You make a mean bread.
Oh, you know, I do make a mean bread. I sometimes I deflect compliments. I'm going to take that one, though.
All right.
Because I do make proud a good, good
bread. You
make
a mean bread.
So, I love cooking now, and I completely credit Alton Brown and Good Eats for me loving cooking.
That's fantastic.
And I'm not alone. There's so many people in the world now that
I mean, he did his announcement at Dragon Con, so I mean.
Which I think just cements the fact that Good Eats belongs in our geeking out universe.
Is he an Atlanta boy? Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in Georgia.
Interesting.
And and I don't think far from Atlanta. So yeah, he's a good old Southern boy. But you know, at this point, he's a world traveler.
Yes.
Kind of dabbles in everything. You know. But I think he'll always return to Georgia. I think.
Fantastic.
A sweet spot.
Sketch, you okay? You need to sit down. That was a pretty strong geek out there.
I'm going to be riding this one for weeks.
Yeah.
Hopefully till 2018 when it comes out.
Heck yeah.
Because it's just, we've just been waiting for it. And
I missed Good Eats the first time around. All 14 seasons of it.
All 14 seasons. You really missed that one.
1999 wasn't on my radar. We were
high school?
No. Yeah, high school.
Yeah.
I
was not cooking in high school.
High school, I missed that. And then once we went to college, I didn't have television anymore.
Right.
And then when I graduated from college, I didn't have television.
We graduated from college, that's when I started kind of watching cooking shows.
Yeah.
And it was really honestly more just to kind of, you know, if I wanted something on in the background, it was mindless television. But then all of a sudden I stumbled upon Good Eats.
Right. And I shouldn't say I missed it. I just wasn't ever able to really follow it.
Right.
I knew of Alton, and I, you know, even when I came home, that wasn't something my parents watched. And
I remember growing up, I used to watch cooking shows with my grandmother.
Oh yeah,
when I was like really young.
Julia Child, French.
Julia
chef.
Child, yep.
The frugal gourmet. Yeah, let's not talk too much about him.
You don't want to talk about the frugal gourmet.
I have fond memories of the frugal gourmet, but he has fond memories of molesting children.
So. I did not know that.
Yeah, awkward, right?
That's disappointing,
isn't it?
Oh, you took a little wind out of my geek out.
I'm sorry. Let's not end on that. Tell me about
child molestation. We'll do that.
Yikes. What a note to end on. Tell me something else about Good Eats.
I don't think I have anything else about Good Eats.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to cut this.
Yeah, you'll just have to cut that.
Oh, hey, Sketch.
Yes.
Didn't Sketch? Alton Brown once retweet you?
Oh, he did.
When you were on Twitter?
You know, he did. Years ago, I was on Twitter.
I don't know. Maybe you should turn that Twitter account back on.
You think so?
Maybe. Worth reconnecting.
You know what I said to him? Yeah. Which, once again, this is gonna say why he belongs in our Geek Out universe. I had just seen his live show, because he does these live shows called Eat Your Science. And
well, look at that.
How about that? And he's a stylish man. I mean, he knows how to put himself together. He really does. And I tweeted something along the lines of, is it just me, or does Alton Brown perfectly combine the 10th and 11th doctors?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he liked that. And I was like, ooh. I reached out and I touched the greatness that is Alton Brown, if but for a moment. Yeah, I told you, he's in my trinity. I'm geeking out not only over Good Eats, but just that I'm getting more Alton Brown in my life.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
All right, we should pack this thing up.
Yep, yep.
Absolutely. Live from the GoCo Mobile Newsroom, this is Shades.
And this is Sketch.
And we are geeking out. See you next time.
See you next time.